Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Opening ceremonies always authored by the one and only Chris Tannehill.
Dan McNeil. Danny Parkins.
Here we go!
Afternoons on The Score.
I recognize the overwhelming majority of people love Tony Romo.
Can't tell you, the text lines and everything just lights up. And people actually who have just...
I know he has, in short order, sort of captured the imagination of a nation.
Wait, what?
He has got youthful enthusiasm. He likes his job. Those are positives. But I don't know how he ascended to this level so quickly, because he makes a lot of mistakes that that aren't acceptable.
Gene, is this a first down if it's a penalty?
What is it about you don't like him?
He's squeak. I think he needs some voice training.
Singing lessons, acting lessons, dancing lessons. I'm going to run him out of the business.
I don't like a squeaky, high-pitched voice.
Uh-oh, get out! Oh, no!
I don't care for a professional broadcaster saying especially. You're a professional broadcaster. Don't say especially.
So much game left, especially after that quick drop.
By the powers vested in me, by the Federal Communications Commission, I command you to get on the microphone in a serious manner and continue this broadcast.
Yo! Saddle up! Lock and load!
The McNeil and Parkins Show. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Had a feeling, because we were a little bit short yesterday, that would be how we'd get started today. Shep and I were here today yesterday for only an hour and 45 minutes, and other than dissecting a game, that was really the only spirited stuff. Only had time for a little bit of that, and I knew it, and I'm like, okay. It's exhausting telling the truth. You know, when you're on an island and everyone else is out at sea, it does take a lot out of you, because I've been taking a beating over my Tony Romo criticisms. Although, did I actually say he has captured the imagination of a nation? Is that the first thing I said at the beginning of that?
You done did it.
Wow. Yeah, that's why I asked you in the meeting. I was like, did you mean that when you said that? Because you seemed like you were joking in the meeting, I don't think you were.
That might have been a stretch, okay? Maybe I'm overselling how much people like him, but... He very quickly, I mean, they put him in the number one chair right out of the box.
Mac, he's poised to become the highest paid analyst in the history of the National Football League, possibly next year, and maybe at ESPN or at CBS, if CBS wants to ante up.
Yeah, and, you know, people come back at me via text yesterday, and they do it in social media whenever that's the topic, and saying I'm jealous. There's nothing Tony Romo has that I want, really. Really nothing
besides everything.
There's nothing he has that I caught. First of all, I find envy to be an absolutely pathetic emotion. I don't need any more money than what I have. I have to keep working.
What about a good golf game?
That might be the exception. I'd love to be able to put the ball in the fairway consistently.
Become but envy. What's in the box?
I never wanted to do TV. I've never been an analyst, never wanted to be one. It's not envy, I promise you that. And maybe I'm different from a Joe fan. I have a higher bar for professional broadcasters. I would like to hear them at that level. Being an ex-jock is not an excuse to sound like a boob. I mean, the guy who works the cashier job at the Shell station in your neighborhood, he can say especially. When you're broadcasting a game, you should be better than that.
I completely agree with that. All right, let's get into this then. Who is your favorite of the big three analysts, or maybe just play-by-play analyst teams? How do you rank those three?
He's facing jail time, potentially.
I'm an Aikman guy. I'm okay with Chris Collinsworth. I'm all right with those guys.
All right. Yeah, and Booger will just kind of leave them off the...
Booger's okay. Yeah. Booger, at least he has opinions. But I don't think that was the right place for him.
Yeah.
Monday Night Football. Give me somebody who has marquee.
Well, it could be Tony Romo. Could end up being him next year.
That's who it's going to be. especially Tony Romo. Top of the hour brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. If riding a Zamboni is on your bucket list, then do it at a Chicago Wolves game. To sign up for a spin on the new Turtle Wax Icebox, visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Anytime you want to get to us via text message, you are welcome to do so. 670-11 is how you do that. We may take some phone calls a little bit later on. If you know, we didn't really talk about this in the show meeting. We don't really have entrees these days. I mean, Bulls played yesterday. We're going to talk about that. But if we call that an entree and serve it up for 3 hours, people will be listening to Waddle and Sylvie more than they're usually going to. So we'll get to it. We'll talk about it. We already have for a little bit. And, you know, Joel Quenneville is in town and the Hawks are out. We'll talk about that a little bit. Great returns of guys you really liked when they were here. This is one of them for me. And there haven't been many who were in the position of coach who came back, and I said, you know, I really want to watch the ceremony, the video tribute that they're going to do at the UC tonight on that wonderful new Jumbotron. That's the best thing going at the United Center this year.
And the five-game winning streak. You know, there's that, too.
Yeah.
But, no, I totally agree. Like, this is one of those that you want to be there, though, as opposed to watching it on TV, because you can't really feel the crowd as much watching it on television. But I think it'll be great. Others that I think back to, like returns, I covered the Jordan return when he was with the Wizards, and that was almost ridiculous because it was about a 15-20 minutes worth of standing ovations, and it was delightful, but followed, it got a little crazy.
Yeah, followed by the worst first half. I was there also. I can't remember a first half of
a game.
That was just, I think there were 50 points scored in the first half by both, maybe not even that many. It was an incredibly poorly played first half. So I took off to go home and get warmed up for the Bears loss to the Eagles in the divisional round, waiting for Ahmad Merritt to do something magical that day while Hugh Douglas was sitting on Jim Miller's head. But that was a huge return. At the Southside Yard, when Frank Thomas came back in an A's uniform, uniform, and he homered twice.
Two HRs.
I was there.
Yeah, I was parking when he hit his first one. We got off the air at 6 o'clock or whatever time I get there. I'm in the parking lot, and I hear it on the radio. And
Lot Father didn't help you out that day.
The Lot Father, yeah. Moment of silence for the Lot Father. Thank you.
The Lot Father.
Yes, the Lot Father. You have the Sod Father.
Yeah, yeah. Roger, sure.
Joe Stangarone, bless his heart, was the guy who handled the parking lot.
Okay.
So we referred to him as the Lot Father.
Never knew him.
Yeah, yeah. You missed out.
Yeah, sounds like I did.
But I don't remember ever getting overly excited to see a coach return. And I wouldn't say I'm overly excited. I wouldn't say this has captured the imagination of Chicagoland either, or America in this case. But looking forward to it. And with what Patrick Kane accomplished the other evening, Sunday, copping his 1,000th career point, there will be a video tribute for him tonight before the game. And the team is playing well, and they're inching their way to that 8 seed in the West. And in hockey, for the uninitiated, if you can get that 8 seed and you have good goaltending, and they've got better than just good goaltending, they have outstanding goaltending, a pair of them, you can win the damn whole bundle. So holding out hope, there will be a reason
to... Wow, Mac is calling for a potential Stanley Cup finals for the Chicago Blackhawks all of a sudden.
I'm not calling for it. I'm not calling
Jesus.
For it. This ain't crazier things have happened. I mean, the Blues sucked last year at this time, and they had a championship parade.
Puck luck, right?
Yes.
It could be real.
We got some room today as well for baseball conversation and some movie conversation as well, some music conversation. I know you have a list, and nothing sparks conversation in a more lively variety than a list. I went and saw 1917 last night, and I won't spoil it. I just say this much. As far as war pictures I have seen, I have never felt more like I was right there than with what Sam Mendes, the director who also directed American Beauty in 99. That's my favorite Sam Mendes film. It's a fantastic film, as Pat Hughes would say. Kevin Spacey, Annette Bening, Chris Cooper. I like Sam Mendes, and they did an outstanding job. Not one scene in 1917 looked like it was in a studio. There was nothing, no set. The vastness of the field on which the battle took place, the tunnels, the bunkers, the destroyed villages. It was spectacular in that capacity. Yeah. So I would say yes, this is a movie definitely worthy of an Oscar nomination, which it received.
Yeah, that's the one I've held off on seeing because it didn't really appeal to me either. But since you're like me, like not a big war movie guy, I'm going to take your recommendation on that.
You may not love it.
Yeah.
I can't say I loved it. Tanny, you haven't seen it yet. So for Joe customer out there, turn my mic off if I start to give too much info. I don't want to spoil it, but I would say this as a criticism of it. I would have liked to have known our hero a little bit more than I did. Yeah, because you want to care for people. And I think that's what the great war films do. Spielberg directed Saving Private Ryan, right? I think that was his.
Yes.
You had all those relationships that you started to care for people in that film. Oliver Stone with Platoon 30-plus years ago. You cared for those guys in that film. I didn't have that rooting. And part of it was the storyline that wasn't conducive to it. But there were some things that happened before the events where they could have developed our main character's character a little bit better, where I would have been more invested. But fantastic. I say, go see it. Absolutely worth your $15.
You and Sherry did not like my movie, and I can't think of the name of it again.
Parasite.
Parasite. Why can't I ever think of Parasite? I like Parasite so much that I can never remember the title of it. I bought it a couple of days ago.
That's how much it captured his imagination.
Yeah,
he can't remember the movie.
Subtitles drive me crazy, and it was hard to keep up for a while, but I thought the story was great. I thought it was fun.
Yeah, it's okay. Different flavors.
Yeah.
I understand why somebody would like it.
I don't know that it's best picture material.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's always one every year. You're like, how does that squeak in? I guess it's quantity.
I thought the cast was fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, they were given the SAG Award for best ensemble cast. I think that's certainly earned. But I, you know, with a few more to go, I'm not sure which film I'm going to be rooting for. My suspicion is I'm going to wind up rooting for the Tarantino movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, even though I was not satisfied with the final 15, 20 minutes of it.
Yeah, it comes undone in the end. A lot of people die. And
he has
a lot
heavy
violence.
Hand every now and again.
Yes, he does. That's kind of the way it works usually, and they're usually a little bit twisted. But yeah, that probably is.
Last night, same time. I think this was around 10:30 last night, Grody. What do I fall asleep to? Pulp Fiction was on opposite Reservoir. They were on adjacent channels. Pulp Fiction and Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which one is your tuck me to sleep possibility? You know?
Scene by scene.
Oh, God. This hour is brought to you by Team Hochberg. Team Hochberg. Visit their new website, 56david.com. That's 56david.com. Those of you who are texting, we'll get some of your text reactions in just a little bit. And if you want to jump in that way, 670-11. Shep is here today. He's buzzing about the Super Bowl. Still a few days away. We're going to take our time working our way into that game with Roman numerals.
I'm not excited for this Super Bowl. I'm excited for the anniversary of Super Bowl 13 today.
That's what you're jumping about
today.
That's
what I'm excited about.
I liked your other anniversary much better, actually. I mean, Super Bowl 13, but a Bears anniversary.
Oh, we got a Bears anniversary today as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
That most people should remember. Although it's been a while since they won one of these
numbers
things.
Dwindling too.
Yeah, that's why we need to celebrate. That's why I need a whole segment for this.
Grotes,
if you don't mind.
Grody's in for Parkins. I'm Mac. Glad you're with us. Tuesday on The Score, Sports Radio 670.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
When you got let go, you kind of faded from the spotlight, and fans never got a chance to thank you for everything. What do you expect the fan support to be on that night?
Yeah, I never got to thank them much either, though. But you know, certainly, it's a great appreciation for what they meant and what they how important they were for our team as well. Support and show was outstanding, and you know, I just think that it's a special place to play, and we had a one of those memorable runs. That privilege to be there.
He's the head coach of the Florida Panthers. He is Joel Quenneville, the man with the mustache. Three banners hang from the rafters in the United Center. Yeah, it was an abrupt out. He got in the bunker after his dismissal, about 14, 15 months or so ago. He wasn't returning for. I tried to get him on. It didn't happen. I'd love to do that. I was glad he was on our morning show with Mully and Haw. After the Panthers gave him his opportunity, he did come on and was glad of that. So I've told him face to face. I mean, after the first two cups, 10 and 13 on the ice in both Philadelphia and Boston. Thank you very much. Reminded him of an initial conversation we had when he took the job. Couple of games after he took, because I was a big Dennis Savard supporter, Mark Grody. I loved Savvy, both on the ice, off the ice. And I told Joel when I met him in that first season when they got to the Western Conference Finals and lost to Detroit, I said, I wore a black armband for 48 hours. I've taken it off. I'm on board. I'm a part of Q's Army. Just win the effing cup. That's what we're here to do. That's what we're here to do, Dano. Nice to meet you.
Dano.
He'd be happy to come on show. And he was pretty consistently cool about that. He came on the show on a semi-regular basis, and they won. And something that a lot of people didn't recognize about Joel, and Steve Conroy can comment much more educatedly than I can about this a little bit later on, he had a reputation, just looking at he had such a fierce face. He had an acute case of wolf
he
face.
He looks like a with the piercing blue eyes, the whole thing, angling. Yeah.
Yeah. So
and the white, you know.
You see him barking at referees.
Oh, yeah.
Referees. And you think, man, this guy's an SOB. This guy's probably a real thing. He gave his young players a ton of leash. He treated young players, sometimes even when they really hadn't earned it, with a ton of respect, gave them a ton of freedom to be kids, and was not a taskmaster as so many people perceived him to be. I perceived him that way too,
totally,
early on,
because
he's so damn intimidating looking.
Well, Duncan Keith was talking about that. I heard on the Score earlier that he was discussing how he let them play with a sense of freedom, let them do what they need. And he kind of said, unlike today, and I don't know if he's necessarily taking a shot at Jeremy Colliton directly, but just more of, in general, the way teams are coached. And yeah, there you go. Boom. The way it's all brought together. So that's absolutely true. I also think, like, going back to the Savard thing, I mean, you say you love Dennis Savard. Savard might be, I mean, top three most popular Blackhawks players of all time. Top five, at least. I mean, in the
top
modern
five
era.
Well, now that they've won a few championships, he has slipped a little bit. A few guys have jumped.
Well, at the time. Let's just say at the time.
Pre-cup, yes.
I'm going to bring it all back. That he gets fired, and I believe it was everybody believes, or the perception was, that it was Father Bowman who brought in Joel Quenneville, or that he was the one that thought that Savard should be out. So what a tough task to come into, and I don't think Quenneville never seemed shy about it.
Right.
And that's the way you shut everybody up, by winning three cups, and then Savard falls into his place as an ambassador, so it all works out perfectly.
Yes, it's amazing. It really did, and Savvy has no desire to ever get behind a bench again. Although I don't know how much pressure was on Q replacing Savvy, because only the most ardent Blackhawks fans were paying attention. I mean, when Kane and Taves were first-year players, they didn't make the playoffs. They finished ninth in the West. There was a Blues-Predators game And if the Blues won, the Hawks would have gone to the playoffs. Instead, Nashville beat them. I remember watching the game or listening to the game on NashvillePredators.com. And they wind up getting the 8 seed, so the Hawks didn't get in that year. And then 4 games into the next season, Savard is popped. So,
I remember covering games in the Mike Smith era when he was the GM, and we're going back a little ways here. And Jim DeMaria, remember Jim DeMaria?
Oh, sure,
great
I do.
Guy.
Yes.
Jim DeMaria, who
was a good guy, still is.
Probably still is. He was the head of public relations or media relations, and I just remember back then how easy it was to get tickets. It was like, hey, can I get a couple tickets for here's seven, you know, in the best seats in the house, because there were 7,000 or 8,000 people at United Center. It was
I'll bet I went to a couple of, and I wasn't there often in that dark era of Hawks hockey, but there was a game I went to where there couldn't have been more than 4,500 people.
Yeah,
there.
It was all, but those same ardent fans, though. I mean, you are correct. They are ardent. However, those types of people are going to be angry when you get rid of Dennis Savard, because they know Dennis Savard,
whereas
the people that now fill the United Center maybe didn't have the same affection for him.
And that's the great lesson for us all. Just because somebody was heroic on the ice or on the court or on the field doesn't make them a good coach, doesn't make them a good general manager. Gotta cut the umbilical cord. Once a guy becomes a part of the organization managerially, no freedom here, because Johnny Jumpshot hit those threes against the Lakers in 91 or beat Phoenix on Father's Day in 93.
Well,
that doesn't matter anymore.
What Paxson did, if we're talking about John Paxson, the one good thing that he did do or has done since he's been here is he did restore order from the era before him, when Bill Cartwright was the coach and Tim Floyd was the coach, and you had your trio, your core of players, as Eddie Curry and Tyson Chandler and Chris Dunn. He did restore order with that era of Ben Gordon and Lou Aldang and Andres Nocioni, got them to be respectable again, and then got lucky with Derrick Rose and got them to the Eastern Conference Finals again. But that, I will give Paxson credit for that era, for restoring order to the franchise. Like, he hasn't been a complete F.
I want to ask you, listeners, text us if there's been a coach or a manager who returned to town and you were eagerly anticipating that return. Shoot it to us at 670-11. Players, tons of them. Across the glass, Nick Shepkowski, can you remember ever jumping over, getting excited about a coach returning to town?
Yeah, my guy Tibbs.
The one
coach that I've ever really, I mean, outside of Phil Jackson, the one coach that the Bulls have gotten right before, and then the way they shoot him away, and then what he was trying to make in Minnesota when Butler was up there, when Taj Gibson was up there, that was the one of like, hey, that's a guy that got it while he was here. Maybe he didn't get along with everybody in the building. And
they were when he was here. Yeah.
Significantly better.
No doubt. They were tougher.
The only run of success that they've had during this last 20 or so years is while he was here, and they couldn't wait to force him out and then write the press release as he's on his way out as well, to just kind of shove him even faster towards the door. So yeah, I was happy to see.
Is that where the list ends?
It's the only one that comes to mind.
Yeah, Tanny, do you have anybody on your list?
A coach?
Yeah,
no.
Coach or a manager?
No,
never.
Not,
okay,
no.
All right.
Even when Ozzy is occasionally
Ozzy
spotted.
Is a Marlin?
Well, I was trying to remember if I was at that game, if they ever played the Marlins, if they ever came back here. It wasn't often they played the Marlins, but so I don't remember that moment. I remember Ozzy coming back whenever they'd retire a jersey. You know, Ozzy would come back and he'd always be a part of the group, like when Burley's jersey was retired. You know, Paul Konerko, like stuff like that, Ozzy being a part of that. And whenever Ventura was managing, I would always remember, here's Robin, yay. And then here's Ozzy again, and everyone's going crazy.
Maybe we'll all add a name to the list when Dusty Baker takes the Astros job. Dusty Baker is a candidate for the Astros, and Paul Sullivan in my Tribune today is advocating this.
He's a restore order guy. That's why. That's what, you know, Dusty comes in and everybody loves him, and then he goes away.
That would be supplement my retirement income contract personified, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that would make what Pinella did when he came here.
Oh my God.
To give himself some extra time.
Look, Pinella.
Kick the feet up in style.
Pinella, he had two really great regular seasons, though, with the Cubs. Let's be honest here, where they were dominant during the regular season and then just sucked in the postseason against Arizona and the Dodgers.
Do you know, against the Diamondbacks, they never led after an inning in all three games.
That's amazing.
That's hard to do, isn't it? Not for an inning. After the bottom of an inning, they never had a lead in that series.
Was it game one of the Dodgers series where everybody in the infield made an error?
That was the clincher, I think.
That was game two.
Game two was the one that DeRosa hits the early homer. You're feeling good. Feeling good. And then the grand slam is allowed to James Loney.
Manny?
And
James Loney.
That series was over.
And Manny Ramirez killed the Cubs in that series as well.
Made for a great parody, though, when James Loney hit that home run.
Loney?
Yeah, oh, Loney, Loney. Dempster's on the mound facing Loney. Touch them all trotting around. There goes Loney. Tanner, you got to like that one.
You youngsters out there might remember the modern day rendition was Bodie.
I don't know how to handle Mac anymore because he's got a song for everything.
I don't think we ever had one for Q, though.
I walked in today to the meeting and you were singing me a song. Like,
I mean, you're a Rush guy.
I am. No, it was great. Yeah.
I'm a very musical man.
Yes, I just don't know how. Like, do I applaud you while you're singing the entire song to me?
I was waiting for you to jump in, man. Yeah.
I don't know your lyrics. I know the melody, but I don't know your lyrics.
I picked at least an '80s Rush song. I didn't go back into.
No, it was great. I caught that it was Rush. I just didn't. All the lyrics. So I'm a little uncomfortable when you sing to me.
Okay. All right.
Just a little.
Point noted. Won't happen anymore.
I kind of like it. I don't know. I just thought I can capture
your imagination like Tony Romo has for America. Bottom of the hour brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Want your youth hockey team to play in front of thousands? Make it happen with the Chicago Wolves Youth Hockey Program presented by Kia. Go to chicagowolves.com/youth hockey to learn more. Texters regarding movies. Parasite is the best movie by far, has been suggested a few times. We have a texter or two casting a vote for Jojo Rabbit, which is still on my list of Oscar noms to see.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what that is either. Tanny, can you fill in the blanks on Jojo Rabbit for us?
Is that like Roger Rabbit?
I cannot. I think Scarlett Johansson's in this picture. I think it's World War II themed, I believe.
Boy.
Yeah, I've not seen it.
A vote or two for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Sure.
I wanted to love it. I've seen it three times already, so I guess it flirts with love.
Did you see The Irishman?
Not yet.
He's not going to see it, is he? You're not going to get Netflix.
Absolutely not.
No, he's not going to.
All right. What? How much do you want to wager on that? I will watch The Irishman.
Well, you have total control of the wager.
Yes, I do. But you're predicting I won't watch it.
How much you
want to
bet I'm not going to eat the ziti back there?
What is more likely to happen? Mac seeing The Irishman or Mac quitting smoking? Go. Why have you not gone out of your way to see that?
I've not commissioned my oldest son, who has technological skills, to come over and get me set up on Netflix.
Dude,
yet.
Come on.
I'm going to.
Are you?
Yeah.
I feel like you said this 2 years ago. No?
I said it 2 months ago.
Okay.
It hasn't been that long. The Oscars are Feb 9. I've got ample time to do this. Plus, I have friends who have SAG cards, and I'm getting... I'm getting the DVD, I think. I'm hoping to get the DVD for The Irishman. I'd rather watch that at home.
Not if they're serious about their SAG membership.
Yeah.
I've known people that are stingy about that before.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? You get in trouble if you loan them to someone?
Really? Then I won't call out the person from WBBM who loaned me Uncut Gems.
We all know it's Josh Liss.
Old J.D. Liss. Which was stolen out of Mitch's box, I think, by Mitch, I believe. I believe it was Mitch Rosen who stole it, but nobody's telling me.
You haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it. I think Chris Dickens has it now for some reason.
That's the one thing I did text Parkins about today. You're not missing anything around here, really, except this Uncut Gems screener. It's misplaced.
Yeah.
No one knows where it is.
Right. And whoever the person that loaned it to me from News Radio 780 WBBM Traffic and Weather Together, they did not put my name on it, so that's problematic. So everybody thought it was for them. Leave Rob Hart alone.
He's a fine man.
Bernie Tafoya.
And a White Sox fan.
Bernie Tafoya took a shot at me and Anthony Heron on yeah.
What?
Because, no, Bernie, I'm sure you
know this. I know. It was about something to the effect of Mitch Rose and Yada make sure the guys you have in the air know what they're talking about when it comes to the marijuana rules in the city before they talk about it. So
what did you say that was erroneous?
It wasn't like a big, it was about something about, like, he thought that we didn't know that they were legal throughout the whole state or something like that, that it goes beyond Chicago, which we knew. So it was mm-hmm. uncalled for, Mac. It was completely uncalled for.
Okay.
Yeah. I needed to get that out. I feel better
I'm
now.
Glad you did.
I did.
Whip his ass?
No, that hasn't happened yet. I sent Lawrence to do it. Okay. Lawrence is going to take care of it for me.
Now, remember, Lawrence, he admitted that. Don't do this. Don't be twisted like he's still got that edge.
No, he doesn't.
He'll wind up, he'll hear a fragment of what we said and Lawrence, think that we're talking about him still having that tough guy thing.
He
admitted
shared a little
it was
bit
when
with
he
us.
Was a younger man. When I was a younger man, I was more chesty, too.
Right. Because there was the shove, right?
The shove, yeah. You have mm-hmm. the shot against over Craig Elo. You have the drive Elway over the Browns. I think the Browns.
Yeah.
And the shove.
The shove.
The shove, which led to good things. A Valentine's Day tradition I am resurrecting this year. Tell you about it in a few minutes. And Steve Conroy from Blackhawks Television, the former Hawks defenseman, joins us a little bit after 3. Grody's in for Parkins. I'm Mac, and you're listening to The Score.
This segment being brought to you by Campland RV. RV buying made easy.
I think there's a second page to that, champ.
Page 2.
I told you that 3 minutes ago.
That's also in the copy. There's another page, champ. That's how they want you to read it.
That's it. I'm done doing reads after this. This is it. This is the last. I mean, I offer to do this, and this is what I get. Ring in the new year with Campland RV. Enjoy special RV show pricing all month long. Stop by the dealership or visit CamplandRV.com for more details. Campland RV, RV buying made easy. Just a short drive off I-94 in Northwest Indiana.
Campland be very happy with that. It's almost like they got two commercials there. Got the pause in between.
Yeah.
Grody is sitting in for Parkins today. We regularly, when we talk about businesses, we use, and I'll make this pretty quick, when we use businesses or services repeatedly, it is our want when we're dissatisfied to share our displeasure with the world. We either via social media or some guys who have microphones, you tell your buddies, you just rip people, Yelp reviews, whatever. It just, guy's in a bad mood and has a bad experience at a Jiffy Lube, and all of a sudden he's just jamming on them all over social media. I want to do the opposite of that today for the best business with which I've ever dealt in any walk of life, in any potential, and that is Illinois Bone and Joint Institute, because I am keeping I'm getting back to my February tradition of treating myself to an orthopedic procedure next month.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it's just, I started this in 17. I had my knee replaced on Valentine's Day in 17. The following year, on the 13th of February, I had a laminectomy, a cleanup of L3 and L4 right above spinal fusion. And I've been dealing with shoulder pain for about 2 years, so I had an MRI last week. And
a tradition unlike any other.
It is.
Laminectomy.
It's the February surgery time. And if you're in your 20s and don't need to hear this boomer going off about how good his doctor is, you might need this for your dad. You might need this for your mom. Ah. People who get older have orthopedic issues, and I can't think of any business I've ever dealt with regularly that is more consistently fantastic than Illinois Bone and Joint. I'm talking about on-time appointments. I mean, I had not even finished filling out the forms before the physician's assistant came out to get me today to go in and talk to Dr. Portland and look at the MRI. And it is not because I do a radio show. There's hardly ever anybody in there. They don't overbook. The people who greet you at the desk always are friendly and courteous, not in a sour mood. They set up your post-operative plans with physical therapy. They do almost everything for you. They get you prepared and educated for the procedures. This will be the fourth Illinois bone and joint doctor who I've let inside me, and I look forward to that. I couldn't get through it without giggling, and I didn't look at anybody while saying
I would like to now talk about my dentist, if we can.
Dr. Gary Shapiro, was my first. He's done my back twice. Dr. Stamus did my knee replacement, and now, Dr. Rob got rid of some hardware in my knee, but it's just great to have a place. And I've probably been to their business site 24 times, maybe 30 times, and people say, wow, that's a long way to drive. You know, when it comes to orthopedic procedures, if I'm going to drive an hour to play golf or 3 hours to go muskie fishing, why wouldn't I drive 60 miles to Glenview? I mean, I think it's just a fantastic thing. It is worth the drive. And I look forward to Dr. Portland getting inside me on Valentine's Day. I'm going to have a better shoulder. It's gonna suck for a few months, but it'll probably just be a couple days off.
We need Mac in one piece, that's for sure. And now back to JoJo Rabbit from the 815. Says, check this out. Hi, guys. JoJo Rabbit is about a lonely German boy whose aunt is hiding a Jewish girl in the house during the war. He consoles his imaginary friend Hitler about his feelings. That's from JB. That sounds awful. That sounds terrible.
Yeah, it's an Oscar nom, though.
Yeah.
So it's got to watch it.
Yep.
You know, it won't be the first time this year even an Oscar nom I've watched didn't agree with me.
Yeah.
There have been several in recent years. There have been Oscar-winning pictures wait till they... No Country for Old Men was a film I absolutely hated.
You're still way off base on this
one. You're way off base. The Coen Brothers, oh, man, so
I hated it.
I will say this...
I hated it.
Was it last year the one about the fish won Best Picture?
No, last year Green Book was the winner.
Oh, yeah, Green Book, yeah.
The year before, 2 years ago. The Shape of Water.
The Shape of Water,
The fish, by the way, the guy who played the creature, a Ball State graduate.
Oh, no. Did you like that movie?
I didn't see it.
I still don't want to. I just didn't.
I didn't care for it.
Right, yeah.
I guess I was happy it won because that kept Get Out from winning that year.
Oh.
I didn't like that either. I suppose you guys like that one, too.
I love Get Out. Yes.
Yeah, it was fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, I mean.
Then you like Paris. I think they're comparable. Some people say they are comparable.
You think so?
Okay,
absolutely.
I was told I'm nuts yesterday by some people who texted when I made that comparison.
Yeah, because it's kind of scary in a different type of way. You know what I mean?
Not completely on the same thing, but they're similar.
There's some dark humor to it if you look at it a certain way, and then there's some creativity, and there's some twists, and then a nice bow at the end. So
Yeah. I got hungry during Parasite. That meal that was made looked very, very good.
With the fresh sirloin?
Yeah,
chopping up the meat? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, you like get it together in 10 minutes? Let's go. Let's get that going.
Hawks are entertaining the Florida Panthers. Joel Quenneville back in town tonight. Steve Conroy from Blackhawks Television, the former Hawks defenseman, is going to pull up a chair in a few minutes. Grody's in for Parkins. I'm Mac, and you're listening to Sports Radio 670, The Score.
The Hawks?
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.